What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the category is Pose podcast, where we recap Pose on FX that premieres every Sunday night at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central for me in Central Standard Time. This show is about the ballroom scene in the LGBT community. It really does focus mostly on, the trans community, but it does encompass everything that the LGBTQ community does go through, as well as, like, even a couple of straight people in straight marriages that be trying to hook up, you know, with some of us on the down low. So, last time that we were here, the last episode was about Patty starting to discover that Stan is a cheating loser, but, you know, he does cheat on Patty with the beautiful Miss Angel, who has to be, like, a showstopper. She's definitely a scene stealer because she's gorgeous. So we start out this episode with Patty confronting Angel, because Lil Poppy actually took Patty to the ball last week to find Angel, unbeknownst to him that it was to confront Angel for oh my gosh, confront Angel for sleeping with her man. But it ain't really Angel's fault that Stan wanted to sleep with her, because if Patty looked a little bit cuter, then maybe Stan would want to stay with her. But we find out that, of course, the reason why Stan actually does like Angel a couple weeks ago, was because Angel was real to him. She's authentic. She's her true self, while Stan is not being his true self. So just to get right into it, Patty confronts Angel at the ball. They go to the diner. The show actually opens up with, well, I'm sure this isn't the first time you fucked a married man. I'm sorry, the first married man you fucked. And goddamn, that's not how you open up a show. I mean, trying to fight my girl Angel right there. They talk about Stan's cheating habits, where they first met, which was on the pier. If they had sex the first time, which they didn't, but now they do have sex, and that they have sex now all the time with protection. Angel says that she felt like Stan wanted to keep her like a doll, which is what she always wanted. But when she finally had it, she just felt like he wanted nothing to do with her until he wanted to play with her. So Patty says she understands, you know, what she's saying, but she doesn't know if she's going to leave Stan because they have kids together. They have a family. And that even after all this, she still loves him. Angel says that she loves him too and asks if he can love them both. Angel, Patty kind of looks down, you know, she's got that, like, I don't really know what to say. She asks, well, what were you doing in that place with all those gay men and drag queens? And Angel said, that's my family. Like, that's my community. That's my mi familia. That's what she says. Community, familia. And she says, but how can a woman be a drag queen? Angel chuckles. She says, honey, I'm a transsexual. I go, no way. I don't believe you. There's no way that you could be trans. I mean, look at you and look at me. You look more woman than me. And she says, well, thank you. She said, and then Patty goes, well, prove it. And she goes, what? You want to see my dick? And Patty says, yes. And even though when Angel asked it, it sounded very jokingly, Angel gets very serious right here. And it's like, this episode was great. I mean, this episode was amazing. Like, I shed, you know, one little thug tear. I'm not really a crier, but this episode definitely had me in my feels. But I think this was when I realized, like, that I really do want to have a co-host for the show, because, like, this show should be talked about in discussions form, in, like, a discussion form. My way of recapping the show is pretty much just saying what happened and giving my thoughts, but I would love to have a discussion with someone else about it. Angel says, just to sum it up, I'm sorry for what I did to you, but I got boundaries. I'm not bothered by any part of who I am except that. Everything I can't have in this world is because of that thing down there. If you want to find out who I am, that's the last place you should look. And the reason why I love this scene so much is not only because of that monologue, but because Patty's husband is cheating on her. And he's cheating on her with a transsexual female. So the response that Patty has to finding out this information is legit. I mean, I, you know, being like gay, it is like, okay, I know that trans people exist. But when you're straight, I imagine back in time, because now in 2018, trans is a huge topic, is a huge deal, which is why the show is made to be on TV. So back in 1987, which is when the show takes place, I do feel like this is like a legit real life reaction. Mind you, I wasn't born until 1994, y'all. I'm like real young. But it was a legit real life reaction from Patty. And it also showed a little bit of understanding. So I'm glad that they put that in the show. I really like Patty a lot. Especially after this episode, I'm really becoming a huge fan of Patty, because she is like legit white woman, you know, from 1987, which I wasn't even born yet. But she's like legit white woman, and she's a great actor. Kate Middleton, or Middleton, I think is her name. She's a wonderful actor. Another reason is because the conversation was very like mature, and I don't know if I could do that. I mean, I would probably turn really ugly real fast if I was Patty. So I don't want to say anything that I probably would say, but you guys can imagine finding out this information, being a straight woman, and the things that Patty probably could have said that she didn't. Patty also recognized at that moment that she is more than just someone's wife. And Angel telling Patty that she's not bothered by herself except for that thing down there, that was just everything to me, because it was very serious. And it puts it a lot more into perspective for me what trans people go through, because I wake up every day and I don't question the gender that I'm in. I don't question the body that I'm in. I mean, I'm like, man, I wish I wasn't so, you know, like fat, or I wish my stomach wasn't like this, or I wish my nose didn't look like this, or my unibrow, or my beard, or my hair, blah, 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 back hair, gross. But I never wake up feeling like I'm out of myself, you know, I'm out of my own body. So from my understanding, that's the only point of view that I could see it as. It's like, okay, this isn't me. I couldn't, the only thing that I could understand for trans was that, okay, they're waking up, and I couldn't imagine waking up and looking in the mirror and saying, this is not me. Like, looking in the mirror and saying, I'm not a man. I don't know what that's like. I will never feel like that, because I feel 100% like a man. Born a man, die a man. My thing down there belongs there. You know, that is what I understand. So I couldn't imagine waking up and someone saying, this doesn't feel right. This body that I'm in doesn't feel right, because I had a chest that didn't feel right, and I went and changed it real quick. So I can't imagine waking up and being like, this whole body is not me. So thanks to that monologue that they put in there about Angel loving everything except that, it opens up a whole new perspective, because she says, everything that I can't have is because of this thing down there. So I'm really happy that they put that in the show, because now even my mind that's already opened up is opened up just a little bit more. But we're past that scene now. What's her name, Patty? She done took off, because she's so shook by everything that Angel has said and had brought out to her and brought to the light, and she's questioning Stan and this and that. So we go to the boar dwelling, where the category is butch queen body, which is just a bunch of manly men showing their well-sculpted bodies. We start with this one fool who has a tank top, and he just rips that shit off. I think Pray Tell said, "If was that pants bought in, I don't even know the store. Because it would be 100% off if it was at my house." Does that sound like Pray Tell? I hope so. Ricky comes out. He wearing jeans only, flexing his perfect body. And he wins with tens, tens, tens across the board. Okay? And it's funny because they actually show a little like side clip of that of the dude in the tank top just being queenie and gay as hell on the side. Poppy and Blanca notice that Pray Tell is annoyingly playing Love is the Message over and over again on repeat for the past couple of balls. So this later ties into the episode of what the whole, you know, episode is about. But basically, the House of Evangelista is saying, like, that Blanca needs to have a friendtervention with with Pray Tell. So we move on outside. Blanca's smoking a cigarette. And oh my gosh, y'all, this part was so funny. When Electra walks out and she goes, Blanca goes, "I couldn't believe my eyes when you swept that male body category tonight." And Electra says, "Please, only try me when you win a face category. Bye-bye, Brick. And she said Brick, y'all. Not Prick. She said Brick as in Brick Face. And the House of Abundance goes, but one by one, Electra go, and then Lulu go, and then the other boy goes, all up in Blanca's face. That's going to be my new thing, y'all. When I'm ready to go and I'm done talking to someone, it's going to be, I'm not even going to say bye. While Blanca is licking her wounds from that, a guy named Darius comes up trying to have holla at Blanca, giving all these pickup lines. Like, he's going to break her dry spell after Blanca hasn't had sex in years. I feel you on that one, Blanca. I mean, I feel like I'm good looking, but this whole, like, everything that be going on in the gay community with all the sleeping around and people fucking each other's friends, like, I just don't think that my body is made for this, so I ain't had sex in a while either. But Lil Poppy breaks that shit up real quick. Talking about it's Blanca, and she's got a house, and she's got a family, and she don't need no man like you, and they walk off real fast. We cut to a quick scene of Patty getting tested for HIV. I was shocked to hear this because Patty, the doctor that Patty went to said that Patty was going to have to wait 2 weeks in order for her to get her test results. When I got tested back in May, my test result was instant. They poked it, and if the water didn't turn blue, if the water didn't turn a different color, then that means I was HIV negative. So my test results came back real quick as HIV negative. It was instant. It was a rapid test is what they call it. So I couldn't even imagine having that thought of having the virus, like, sitting in your system for 2 weeks. Something else to point out is that, which I didn't realize it until now as a recording, is that the doctor was saying that typically you don't get HIV from women or when you're having sex with other women. And Patty, like, kind of tilted her head like, that's not a woman type of thing. So I just noticed that right now, which is really crazy. Still like Patty, but I'm glad that I noticed that. I couldn't imagine the HIV sitting on my mind for 2 weeks. That's fucking crazy. So we cut to Pray Tell getting an intervention. Pray Tell gets invited over to Blanca's house. They're having dinner. There's empanadas on the table. They all come from Blanca's mother's recipe, which is just a nudge at last week's episode when it was Mother's Day. And Blanca pretty much tells him, like, maybe you should put down the bottle. Maybe you should start to eat. But Pray Tell ain't having that. He is reading the children. He's drunk as fuck. He's got the bottles. He ain't eating none of those empanadas on the table. And Angel also says, yo, maybe you should put down that bottle. I think my Angel impression is getting better. He said, maybe you should stop selling your booty hole for quarters. And then he tells Damon, are you a G-string? No, so stay out of my ass. Blanca has had enough of Pray Tell reading her kids to death, read for filth. And Pray Tell says that his boyfriend is dying and that he's buried more friends in the past year than anyone can count. He says that when they walk a mile in his shoes to come find them. But until then, mind your fucking business. Pray Tell went off on that scene. Pray Tell kind of sounds like my dad. Like, when I try to offer my dad, you know, some advice or something like that, my dad hits me very much with, like, you ain't been on this earth long enough to be trying to tell me nothing else to do. I've been on this earth for 40 plus years. You've been on this earth for a little over 20, and you're trying to tell me what life is about. You think you know everything. Don't talk to me until you've been this and that. You can't tell me how to parent. And after seeing this scene with Pray Tell, he's right. I ain't been through all this stuff that none of these people I've been to. I'm only 23 years old living in San Antonio. I barely get my together. I don't even have it together. I'm working on getting it together, though. I'm recording this right here in pillows. That's a secret. So Pray Tell goes to the hospital where he has a little back and forth with the very recognizable hospital lady, the nurse. I don't know what her name is, but I've seen her in a lot of stuff. He goes in to see Costas, who is his boyfriend that is slowly fading away. He's slowly dying from the virus. I'm really happy that they put this scene in here. I'm learning a lot, okay? Watching Pose, I'm learning a lot about how HIV, what it does to the body. Like, I'm just learning a lot because Patel asks, you know, why is the food cold? It's a full thing of food. Why isn't he eating? And Costas says that his throat hurts, or the nurse says that it's too painful for Costas to eat because his throat hurts. He can't even talk. So Patel talks about how the girls and the House of Evangelista had an intervention with him because they've been playing Love is the Message too much. But Patel says that they don't know what it's like to be truly free. He says he doesn't know what it's like to be free to love, or that he does remember a time when he was free to love, he was free to fuck, that they were free to be their gay ass selves, and that none of these kids living in this world these days, due to all these viruses and drugs that are killing people, they'll never know what it's like to love without worrying you're going to die, or worse, what it's like feeling like you're going to kill someone because you have that disease. I've had a couple friends who have told me that they are HIV positive, and I reacted like very negatively. Even after doing some research on it, like, the time came where I was tested where someone said, you know, I'm HIV positive. And instead of reacting with love and concern or with understanding or saying like, I'll be here for you and this and that, I reacted like so badly. Like, I started freaking out. You know, we had hung out, so I was like, oh my gosh, you know, we kissed, so I had known that you can't get HIV from kissing, but we kissed, and like, I still freaked out. I was just like, oh my gosh, like, why didn't you tell me? You should have told me before we kissed so that I could be able to react to this, and I could be able to, and I could think about kissing you first, and I just realized now that that is so ugly of me to do that, and like, that guy, like, they expressed to me, like, how scared they were, and that me reacting this way made them even more scared, made them not want to tell anybody else, and I just, to that person, if you're listening to this, I know I apologize to you on the phone and through text over and over again, but, you know, I'm so sorry now, because that was so wrong of me to do, and I wish that I never made you feel like, I don't even know the word, but I wish I never made you feel that way. Sad about it and feeling like, you know, I don't know. Yeah, but I'm really sorry. So anyway, back to the show, which is dealing with the real problems here. On his way out of the hospital, Patel asked the nurse, you know, why don't you guys do something to liven it up in here? Like, people are passing away and this place is so bleak. It's so smelly and stinky and it's dry and there's no colors. And the lady says, you don't think that I want to help these patients on their way out? People are dying here. You don't think I want to make it easier for them? Miss Thing, why don't you organize something, huh? You are the showrunner here. Why don't you put something together? And Patel goes, girl, you finally out here being all useful and shit. So Patel goes off and he goes to organize something. He starts getting ideas in his head. But meanwhile, we do get a quick ballroom scene. This scene is only to show that Darius wants to take Blanca out on a date on a Saturday night. Blanca says yes. She starts feeling the stars in her eyes, the butterflies in her stomach, blah, 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 because she hasn't had sex in 3 years. Remember, it's a dry spell. We go to Patel and Blanca at Blanca's job, getting her nails done. He tells her that on Saturday night, he wants Blanca to perform with him at the hospital for the AIDS patients. Blanca says she got plans already with your boy Darius. So after that, Blanca goes with Lulu, who is a part of the House of Abundance, to I don't know where they went to go shopping at, but I know that I saw some of those clothes on Drag Race before. And speaking of Drag Race, Miss Jiggly Caliente with her new smile from Drag Race Season 4, long time ago, Drag Race Season 4, is working as the cashier. I love seeing, like, people that I've seen on TV before back on TV now, because that means that they still trying, that, like, they don't ever stop. They're still out here trying to get these gigs and their money however way they can, and especially on this show Pose, because it's so inclusive to the gay community, trans community, and now we got Miss Jiggly Caliente, who I think actually recently came out as trans as well. I don't really follow Jiggly, but I did watch a video where I think she said that she came out as trans. So that's great. While they're shopping, things are 20% off, 50% off. And Blanca says, I have a hot date with Darius on Saturday. And the girls go, well, she don't say her name, but the girls go, oh, did he tell you something about the stars being aligned for us and blah, blah, blah. And Blanca looking all sad like, girl, how'd you know? And they're like, aha, that's Darius. We all been through Darius. And she goes, you fucked him? And you look around and all the girls looking like, girl, not just her. She ain't the only one. And Blanca goes, y'all all fucked him? And they're like, yeah, girl, well, he got a big-ass dick. Like, what you think? We just gonna pass him a big-ass dick? We all need to get it how we can get it. Nasty asses. And Blanca's like, man, I'm a grown-ass woman. I ain't got time for none of this. Darius is a good time boy. Just let yourself have a good time, Blanca. Says Miss Lulu. Miss Lulu is pretty, too. Miss Candy's pretty, too. They all just, they're really pretty. So we get to the, before we get to the good stuff, Patty and Stan, they go to the marriage counseling where Patty and the marriage counselor have already had two sessions for themselves. And the marriage counselor says, don't worry, Stan, you know, I'm not here to pick sides, but Patty and I, we have been talking, and Patty goes, I know everything. She says, I know that you are having an affair. I know that you are having an affair with a transsexual woman. I know that you are, Angel has confirmed it. Her name's Angel, and she confirmed it. And I really like this scene because Evan Peters is such a great actor. I've seen Evan Peters on a lot of stuff. I don't watch American Horror Story. Well, not all of them, but I've seen like season one. I've seen season two. And I've seen he was on one of the X-Men movies, but I can't remember which X-Men movie that he was on. But I think he played Quicksilver. Oh, or was it the Avengers? I don't know, but Evan Peters is a great actor. Patty says that because the apartment is still open for another month, he wants Patty wants Stan to move into the apartment, and she will let Stan know when he can come back to see the kids. And he says, but I love you. And she says, look, I don't know who I am, but now's the time for me to find out, especially after Stan's cheating ass ways. She says, Stan, are you a homosexual? And, you know, how were you, did something happen to you as a kid? I love that she asked this question, mainly because, like, you don't hear that anymore, really. Like, something happened to you as a kid. But I do still hear from time to time people think, maybe, like, I just feel like gay people, something happened to them as a kid to make them gay. Did nothing happen to me when I was a kid to make me gay, okay? I was just, came out of the womb like a fucking sissy, all right? And honestly, if it wasn't for shows like Pose, Drag Race, like, I probably would be so scared to even live the life that I do. And I'm not even, like, fully living, but I feel like I live a good life. Like, a good, you know, gay life right now, you know, being, like, queenie as hell. If it wasn't for some of these shows out here, I wouldn't be the queen, you know, that I walk around being queenie as fuck. So he breaks down. He's crying. He's a really good actor. I can't believe this. But we're now moving on to the cabaret Saturday night at the hospital. Pertell puts on a show for the patients at the hospital. He sings Donny Hathaway's For All We Know. Pertell's a great singer. This scene made me really sad. I was about to start crying, but I was able to hold my tears. And Blanca walks up. She counts it on Darius. She sings Home by Diana Ross. And while she's singing, she looks around and she begins to see, to me, what she thinks is her future, because she's seeing the other AIDS patients and what they look like, specifically this woman in the front who really looks really bad off. So she pauses and Pray Tell jumps in to help her finish singing the song Home by Diana Ross. For those of y'all who don't remember, because the show doesn't touch on it too much with Blanca anymore. I think they touched on it like for like a minute while they're in the nail salon. But Blanca is HIV positive as per episode one. After the cabaret, just to finish off the episode, Costas and Pratell are talking. Costas and Pratell, they have a moment, which is where I actually started to cry because I was getting really sad. I actually shed tears in this part. Costas says that he knows he's going to die. He tells Pratell that he only wants Pratell to be sad for one day. He says that he can tell, pray tell, has the virus because of how he looks at him and the hunger for him to live life as fast as he can and as best as he can. So, yes, this is where I started to fucking cry because, like, I don't know. Like, I think after telling that guy, like, after how I reacted to that one dude telling me he has HIV, like, I can only imagine how hard it is to, like, live and feel like you're gonna die every day, like, because of this. Even though medicine has come so far, the stigma is still there. I still know people who tell me or I've had people tell me, you know, that they've had bad reactions, that they've been told that they shouldn't be trying to find love if they have HIV, or that because they have HIV, they should only be dating HIV positive people. And that's not the truth. You know, HIV has come a long way. It's more like just, you know, it's just something that you can maintain more. It's not so much of a death sentence like it used to be back then. But I really am still happy that they still harp on the fact that it was a death sentence back then. Pray Tell cries and falls into his arms. This is where I about fucking lost it, y'all. I was crying while I was watching this, while I was, you know, smoking a bowl. I was crying. And so he cries, then I cry. Then I cry even more after the fact, because Pray Tell gets the call that Costas has passed away in the hospital, and that before they take the body away, that if he does want to go see them, that Pray Tell needs to come now. So HIV was clearly a killer back in 1987. And when I think back about HIV, I don't remember my high school talking about HIV at all. They maybe have talked about it like one time in health class, but because, you know, nobody in school really talks about gay people. It's mainly just like straight heterosexual relationships. That's the normal. They don't really harp on HIV. But now that, like, I'm an adult, I realize that HIV is an extremely common thing, and that not only gay people get it, you guys, straight people get HIV. People are born with HIV. You get HIV from sharing needles, from having unprotected sex, whether it be man on man, man on woman, or anything in between, or threesomes, foursomes. HIV is not subject to gay people only. HIV has no prejudice, does not pick and choose who it wants to infect and who it does not. If you perform the actions that give you HIV transmitted, then you perform the actions that have HIV transmitted to you. But with that said, HIV is not a death sentence any longer. It's maintainable. I think that it's down to like one pill a day now. There's also things like PrEP to stop you from or to help fight HIV. But always practice safe sex. Never share a needle. I don't support the use of crack and all that. But if you're going to do crack, get your own clean needle and just be careful. So just to finish off this episode, Lil Poppy makes his ballroom debut. I think the category was Miss Banji, but it's Banji Boy. And he wins with 10s across the board. Pray Tell ends up playing a different song. He don't play Love is the Message anymore 3 times, 4 times, on repeat at every single ball. So, yes, this is a great episode. This is my favorite episode of the whole season. This is probably y'all's favorite episode, too, because it was really sad. It was really heartfelt. It really focused on a lot of the things that are big topics in the community. This show always does a great job. But this episode tonight was it was just really powerful. It was really sad. It really hit you in the heart. And it lets you know that love is the message. We all gotta live on this earth. You know, there's many different types of people. There's many different types of skin color. There's many different types of diseases, skin diseases, heart diseases, body diseases. There are fat people. There are skinny people. There are gay people. There's straight people. There's trans people. There's people with hunchbacks. There's little people. And love is the message. So thank you guys for tuning in once again to another Category Is Pose Recap. My name is Roman. You can find me and follow me on Twitter at The Roman Demigod, or you can also follow me on Instagram at Roman Stiltskin. I know that this Poe show is coming to an end here in a couple weeks. There's still a couple episodes left, but I believe that they are only signed up for 8 episodes. And then I know that they're going to get renewed because this is a great informative TV show, which I kind of feel like Pose will probably get moved to Netflix as well. So once Pose does get moved to Netflix, I'm going to be telling more people to watch it on Netflix. But I really appreciate all of the listens that you guys give me. Like, I know that this is just a one-man show, so I really, really am so appreciative of all the listeners, the listens. You know, you guys can tweet me and tell me, like, if you like the show, or like if you want to be a part of the show, or if you want to leave a voice message for the show, if there's something that you want, like a question you want to ask me, or something that you think, you know, that you would love to hear more focus on when I talk about the show, which, like I said, you can tweet me at the Roman Demigod, or you can find me on Instagram at Roman Stiltskin. That's RomanStiltskin. And yes, I will see you guys next Thursday while we be recapping the next episode of Pose. You guys take care.